Hundreds of Palestinian households who live near Gaza's Israel border have been forced to leave their residential homes after Israel declared a state of war and pledged a complete siege on Gaza, launching rocket strikes, cutting electricity and blocking the entry of food and fuel to the Palestinian territory. Arij Wahdan is a 35-year-old mother of four children from the northeastern Gaza town of Beit Hanun. She and her other five sisters and their children are all now staying at their parents' home in the quiet neighborhood of Rimal in the heart of Gaza City.
It was a normal day as I was preparing my son for the school after my husband went to work. Surprisingly, we heard loud sound like thunder and saw red and green light overhead. We were scared and managed to flee in small motorcycle car called Tok Tok to my parents' home. My son fell down from the car and he miraculously survived as rockets were falling down nearby. Everywhere we are forced to flee.
Even the quiet neighborhood where Wahdan and her sisters stay is no longer a safe shelter for the population of Gaza amidst intensive Israeli air strikes that have killed hundreds of Palestinians. One strike in the southern city of Rafah killed 19 members of the same family. As Israel declared cutting off power supplies provided by Israeli lines and closed all border crossings, Gaza-based health officials warn of a near collapse. Mithat Abbas is General Director of Hospitals with the Health Ministry in Gaza.
All requirements of operation rooms, emergency rooms, intensive care units and laboratories are needed at once, and of course essential medications to handle all those number of mass casualties. Since yesterday morning we have consumed in one day what we usually consume within a month. So we will not bear too much. We will certainly collapse soon, especially with the exceeding numbers attending to the hospitals every now and then.
The Hamas-run government in Gaza said it designated 26 safe shelters for tens of thousands of displaced residents, mainly at UNRWA-run schools. Israel's newly declared war comes after 1,000 Hamas fighters and members of other factions like Islamic Jihad carried out an unprecedented attack on neighboring Israeli communities, calling it Al-Aqsa Float, in response to escalating provocations by Israel's far-right government, including increased settler violence and ramped-up Israeli attacks on the West Bank. The far-right government's announcement of increased settlements that are illegal under international law, far-right Jews breaking into the Al-Aqsa Mosque in occupied East Jerusalem, and the continued Israeli blockade of Gaza. These actions have driven Palestine to a state of poverty, many compare to apartheid. In an audio statement broadcast on the Al-Aqsa Hamas-run TV, leader of Hamas's military wing, Izzeldin al-Qassam Muhammad al-Dayf, declared the attack on Israel and called for mobilization.
Do not kill the elderly and children and remove all that desecration from your land and your sacred shrines. Take up the fight and angels will be fighting along with you.
A few hours after Adave's statement, dozens of captured Israelis, including soldiers, women and children, were seen in Gaza streets. Hamas said it will use the hostages and prisoner swaps. There are more than 1,000 Palestinians indefinitely detained in Israel with no due process or court hearings, some of them children. Salama Maruf, chief for the Hamas government-run media office in Gaza, says the hostages are being treated well.
Can you imagine the moment when someone whose beloved son, brother, or wife was killed by Israeli shelling suddenly captures a soldier? Definitely there are scenes of bad treatment. They were random, human, emotional scenes that are unjustified and rejected by us.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that the ultimate goal for his army's ongoing operations in Gaza is eliminating Hamas once and for all. Talal Abu Darifa is a senior leader of the leftist Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine. He told Pacifica that the morale of resistance fighters as incredibly high.
Occupation should be ready for the high price that it will definitely pay this time, because the resistance has got great capacity. We will free our prisoners imprisoned in Israel, and I believe that our people's right to self-determination is coming soon.
The Iran-backed Lebanese Resistance Party Hezbollah warns Gaza is not alone. On Sunday, several mortar shells were fired from southern Lebanon towards northern Israeli communities. Israel says it shot down nearly all of them. Meanwhile, United States President Joe Biden says that Washington's support to Israel is unwavering and that Israel has a full right to defend itself as it sends a dozen naval ships to aid Israel's war. But Gaza-based political analyst Wissam Afifa says Washington will eventually prevent further escalation in the Middle East.
The military choice alone will prove ineffective. I think that Washington is only giving Israel a chance to take revenge, but at the end of the day, Washington will wonder what's next. The U.S. will not accept that the Middle East remains a region of open conflict, especially as it has supported normalization efforts and mobilization efforts against both China and Russia. It is absolutely in the interest of the U.S. that the Middle East averts a broader conflict.
For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.